KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a clear sky. We look forward to be partly to mostly sunny today, a high around 58. It's currently 25 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stiefel Investments. A traffic stop early this morning in Adams County resulted in the arrest of two people on drug charges. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports that around 12:15 a.m., deputies conducted a traffic stop on Highway 25 near the Adams-Taylor County line on a vehicle with a non-working headlamp and expired registration. As deputies approached the driver and passenger, they detected an odor of marijuana coming from the vehicle. The driver, Mark Anthony Lopez, was placed under arrest for driving under suspension and failure to file SR-22 insurance, along with possession of a controlled substance for his defense. His passenger, Malik Rashad Lambert, was arrested for possession of a controlled substance second offense. Adams County deputies were assisted in their investigation by deputies from the Taylor County Sheriff's Office and the Ringgold County K-9 Unit. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports also the arrest Tuesday of Justin Lee Schaefer and Janelle Blazier. Justin Schaefer was taken into custody at around 12:25 p.m. on an Adams County warrant for failure to appear in court on an original charge of driving under suspension. Janelle Blazier was arrested at around 7:35 p.m. Thursday on a similar charge following a traffic stop. Sheriff's deputies of Montgomery County last night arrested a man on a warrant for domestic abuse assault first offense. 34-year-old Jeremy Hobie Pekin of Red Oak was arrested in the 100 block of West Coolbaugh Street at around 10:45 p.m. Pekin was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond. The Red Oak Police Department reported yesterday there were no injuries associated with a two-vehicle accident. At around 12:05 p.m., officers responded to the crash at the intersection of North 2nd Street and East Hammond Street. There, they determined that a 2000 Saturn SL driven by 54-year-old Norma Jean DeMont of Red Oak was westbound on East Hammond and had failed to stop at the stop sign with North 2nd Street. The Saturn struck a 2008 Ford Edge driven by 41-year-old John Arthur Gross of Red Oak. Both vehicles sustained about $1,200 damage. DeMont was issued a written warning for failure to obey a stop sign. A vehicle whose driver lost control while pulling into a Council Bluffs strip mall ended up striking a building, but the accident didn't result in any injuries. Council Bluffs police say they were notified around 4:10 p.m. Thursday about the crash, which happened at 900 Woodbury Avenue. That's the site of a small strip mall and several businesses. Officials learned that 73-year-old Mary Elizabeth Moore of Council Bluffs was driving a 2015 Cadillac SRX and was pulling into a parking lot in front of a laundromat in the building complex when her foot slipped off the brake and onto the gas pedal. Witnesses to the accident turned off the power and water to the building. The driver of the car was helped out of her vehicle through the passenger side door. A structural engineer was called to evaluate the damage, but a dollar amount of the damage was not immediately available in the report that was submitted. Elsewhere in the news, Atlantic School District Superintendent Steve Barber stopped by the KJAN studios on Thursday to talk about SAVE funds, for which were appropriated by the Iowa legislature in 2008.
The SAVE is an acronym for Secure and Advanced Vision for Education. Prior to that, it was thought the local option sales tax, and I think it even had acronym SILO before that. So, you know, this 1 cent sales tax originated at the county level, and they were approved for many counties throughout the state for facility improvements, and eventually that became a statewide penny.
Barber says the Atlantic School District has benefited from the sales tax fund to upgrade its facilities and technology.
And since 2008, we've converted all of our buildings, including Lincoln, Washington, Schuler, and the middle school. And when we were in a different location with the CCEOC program and Lynx program to HVAC or geothermal, which costs a lot of dollars, but at the same time, over this time frame, we've experienced energy efficiency. We've added the functioning of cooling in our buildings at a lower electrical cost than we were when we were using alternative ways to heat our buildings.
From 2009 to 2017, he says the district has received SAVE monies amounting to slightly more than $10.9 million. Those funds have also been used to purchase 11 buses, six of which are propane, four cars and two Suburbans, along with property upkeep equipment such as mowers and a utility tractor. Now, the bill is slated to sunset in 2029. Barber says school officials across the state are urging Iowa lawmakers to extend the bill to 2050.
It has had conversation at the state level for the last two or three years in regards to extending the sunset past 2029. You know, that's 10 years out, and some of the money that we receive each year is bonded and it goes towards paying the renovation project. So a portion that we receive each year in the saved dollars go towards paying off that large $7.5-8 million renovation that took place a few years back. So having that opportunity to utilize those resources along with other opportunities to ask our public and other things like that, I think is an important tool for schools.
He says the district patrons happened to hear our talk in the news during the legislative session about SAVE. You might want to listen closely to what direction the conversation is going, because it's important to maintaining district facilities. And without the use of a property tax money, Barber says if the SAVE funds were reduced, the Atlantic School District would have to ask more from its physical plant and equipment levy. In our funeral announcements, Bernard Murtis, age 93, of Stewart, died Monday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital. Memorial Mass of Christian burial for Bernard Murtis will be held today at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Stuart Furman, age 66, of San Antonio, Texas, died November 16th. Memorial services for Stuart Furman will be held this evening at 6 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Richard Dick Howard, age 88, of Atlantic, died November 20th at Atlantic Specialty Care. A celebration of life service for Dick Howard will be Saturday, tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Kenneth Meyer, age 90, of Denison, died Monday at the Eventide Lutheran Home in Denison. A gathering to remember Kenneth Meyer will be held tomorrow from 3 until 6 p.m. at the United Presbyterian Church in Denison. The Paulie Jones Fannenbecker Funeral Home of Denison is in charge of the arrangements. And John Fichter, age 66, of Red Oak and formerly of Greenfield, died Thursday at the Good Samaritan Society. Services for John Fichter are currently pending. Recon Dune Funeral Home of Griswold is assisting the family with the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.